The streets of Uptown filled with music and color as the annual Pride Festival took place this past weekend. 2 days of celebration wrapped up with a parade Sunday afternoon, with 170 parade entries and well over 6,000 marchers, a record high. WFAE's Jess O'Connor has more.
Rainbow and glitter-clad supporters and curious spectators lined Tryon and Trade Streets.
Are you ready for the Bank of America Charlotte Pride Parade?
Bright and imaginative floats went by, representing all sorts of North Carolina businesses and organizations, from Wells Fargo to the Convergence Riders, the Carolinas LGBT Motorcycle Club. The event is now one of Charlotte's largest uptown festivals, says Charlotte Pride's Matt Comer, with its parade participation now surpassing the Thanksgiving Day parade. He says the event's growth reflects a change in the city itself.
Our growth is a testament not only to the growth of Charlotte's population, the city itself has grown, but more so is a testament to the growth in how inclusive and welcoming Charlotte is.
He says he sees it from city and business leaders. And as you walk through the crowd, you also see it from Charlottians like Don Query Sanosky, who's holding a sign that reads,
"Free mom hugs."
And why do you think it's important to give some free mom hugs today?
Unconditional love for all those people who aren't getting the hugs from their mom.
That warmth and welcome is why Brandon Lawrence and his boyfriend Marquel Foy participated in their first Pride.
Pride to us is just, you know, being able to be accepted, being able to walk around on the street holding hands, not worrying about people look at you funny, you know,
or
living life.
Differently, yeah, definitely. Being proud of who you are and being able to be proud without, you know, getting any negative feedback.
Matt Comer says not everyone has the freedom to be proud of who they are. That's why Charlotte Pride strives every year to make the festival a place where couples can hold hands and feel strengthened by the colorful community around them. For WFAE News, I'm Jessa O'Connor.